You're listening to Sports Day.
That you are, and it's a big welcome into our new audience who are joining us for the first time this evening. We're going to talk some real in-depth footy with Champion Data's Daniel Hoyne very, very shortly. And you can join in on the temper text 0433981116. If you've got a question about your club, send it through. Well, when looking through Hawthorn's fixture, they realistically had a shot at winning 8 games. North Melbourne in round 3, games in Tassie against Adelaide in round 6, and West Coast in round 10, to name a few. Another was last Sunday against Essendon, a team whose two most dangerous forwards, Stringer and Wright, were missing. Hawthorn lost by 10 goals. How confronting. Hawthorn champion Luke Hodge joined us on Sports Day last night. He'd already tipped them for the wooden spoon. Here was his thoughts.
The writing was on the wall. The way that they traded in the off-season, the way that they made the decision to go with young kids, this was always going to happen. Look, I think it's going to be a long year, but I think that's the way that Sam wanted to go. He wanted to teach these young guys his style and play from there.
It was the lowest pressure game of the round. Circle work. Hawthorn's pressure rating was 149, its lowest since 2010. They laid just 43 tackles. With the savage list changes that Hodge was referring to last year and the age demographic of the list, the lack of pressure and physicality shouldn't be surprising. The year was over before it began. But perhaps the Hawks are more intelligent than we are giving them credit for. Maybe they want to avoid winning. The prize for collecting the wooden spoon this year comes in the shape of a player called Harley Reid. AFL.com.au expert Cal Toomey spoke about Reid in October last year.
Guy called Harley Reid, if you haven't seen his highlights yet, go and find him, because if he was in this year's pool, he'd be challenging Will Ashcroft for the number one outright pick, even as a 17-year-old. Yep. So there's a lot of Dustin Martin about him and the way he plays, and clubs are going to go gaga over him next year.
Hawthorn might be going gaga as well, because they desperately need a game-changing, generational Dustin Martin-type player, someone who sells Guernseys and makes them relevant again, a player you can build the list around. Equally as desperate for his services would be West Coast, a club whose recent top-end draft picks are sparse, and North Melbourne, who has traded away its last two number one draft picks. They wouldn't dare do that again this year if they were to claim Reid. After just round one, the race for the Harley Reid rights is on. Caroline Wilson and I debated the merits of playing for draft picks on Footy Classified last night.
3 years ago, I said Hawthorn's list is the least list I'd like to have in the AFL competition.
You didn't need to trade Tom Mitchell.
Well,
and they're still paying him.
Caro, is that going to get you... That might get you from 18th to 15th. And I'm not sure Hawthorn actually...
69,000 supporters, fans turned up at that game. It was their
home
game.
So what's the difference between finishing 18th and 15th?
They're not back at the MCG till round 9. Supporters hate it. Players hate it. Opposition hate it because those who get to play Hawthorn twice are now seeing a skewed competition. The AFL must loathe this situation.
Rebuilding is a cop-out, but Sam Mitchell didn't have any option because Alistair Clarkson didn't believe in the draft, and the list that he took over
was
a mess.
Tanking might not be great for your culture, but neither is getting stuck in the middle of the table quicksand like Essendon, St Kilda and Carlton. I'm not suggesting that Hawthorn players and coaches won't try and win. It's just that they have made it near impossible to compete with the names listed on the team sheet each week. The difference between finishing 16th this year and drafting a Will Phillips-type player or finishing last and getting Dustin Martin is monumental. In the NBA, as we speak, 3 teams are doing their best to finish down the bottom and increase their chances of claiming Victor Wembanyama in the upcoming draft: Houston, Detroit and San Antonio. Wembanyama is a 7'4" center who can handle the ball and shoot 3-pointers. He's averaging 22.2 points and 9.5 rebounds in France's top professional league, despite only turning 19 in January. It's happened in all sports ever since drafts were invented. Tanking, or let me rephrase that, Jared, rebuilding so you can't win is going to be a hotly debated topic this season. 1-300-736-736, would you prefer your team to finish 15th or 16th and get a handy player in the draft, or finish last and grab the next Dusty? Jared, the race for the Harley Reid rights is on. Advantage Hawthorn.